Welcome. This is guided practice. Some context first. So last night in the talk, I was sharing some of the, in brief, context of how the Buddha came to awareness of the Four Ennobling Truths and how from that bit too loud? Extreme luxury, comfort, and protection of his youth. And that journey, and then many years of practice in ex with extreme self-affliction and pain and extreme striving and etc. To near death and realizing almost dying, and that didn't lead to nibbana, freedom. And then there was this sweet moment, as is shared, before this kind of coming to the middle way, there was a re remembering that happened that might be helpful for us at this time. He had a recollection arose, as you've noticed they do. Memories, thoughts arise. And in this moment, after those extreme practices and near death, recalling a time in his youth when his father, who was a leader of the Sakyans, was, some accounts just say was working. Others say that his father, being the leader of the Sakyan clan, was there was a big springtime celebration, and the whole community was out, and his father would be officiating, leading the first plowing of the fields in the spring. And anyways, there was, there would be food and all of, all of these activities and etc. And as a young person, the Siddhartha Gautama says it this way: I was sitting in the cool shade of the rose apple tree. And then, quite secluded from sensuality and secluded from unskillful mental qualities, I entered and remained in what's called the first jhana, entered and remained in a state of calm concentration that had a quality of rapture and pleasure. And so the invitation. And then he thought, Perhaps this is the way to awakening. Like with a big light bulb moment, like, oh, that happened naturally. He didn't know anything about meditation at that point. Well, okay, we won't get into past lives, but let's just say, as a young person who is feeling perhaps, I'll extrapolate a little bit, perhaps safe in community and secluded in a comfortable shade of the rose apple tree. Yeah, perhaps safe and content, calm, relaxed. And just naturally, began to abide in a very restful, pleasant place where, place, state where the awareness was wrapped. Rapture, wrapped with the object, which is the breath in the moment. So that recollection that so much striving is maybe not helpful or necessary. Just saying. Let's check it out. That we've all had times and have recollections of when you were just naturally abiding and wrapped. It may be when you're not trying to meditate, but you're sitting in the lounge at the window. You could just sit there for quite a while, right? Has anyone had that? Just comfortable chair. You're not trying to sit like a yogi, best meditator. Just in a chair by the window, warm room. Hopefully, a feeling of safe community, abiding, not needing to get rid of anything or get anything. There's something there for us. It may not be here or in the lounge or that example. Has there been some other time that you recall? Could be a long time ago, could be recently, may often be in, for some, pardon me, in nature or just sitting with an animal companion. They're very helpful. Could be, yeah, so not asleep and just abiding, calm, collected, pleasant. So when he had this recollection, it's a very important moment that brought him then to the middle way, because he'd been still in that extreme practice, and that's when he started to nourish his body, rest the body, regain some strength, and then began meditating on his natural breath, sitting beneath the Bodhi tree. What now? We have a Bodhi tree. For real, that's a Bodhi tree. So, so inspiring that Perhaps your body has been well nourished now, and perhaps rested. May it be so. Regained some strength of capacity and presence to be resting, abiding in awake awareness. Secluded from sensuality, meaning se withdrawn, secluded from getting in re all the pleasures and comforts and getting rid of what we don't like, just and secluded from unskillful mental qualities. Let's practice. So I'm going to guide a little bit more attention with the breath now as an anchor, if that's helpful for you. You can try it. Are you sitting in a way that feels like you're beneath the apple, rose apple tree? Or are you striving too much? Or are you, where's your middle ground here? So adjust if you need to. And recall a time when the body felt supported, some degree, as much as possible, of comfort. Still, an inner energy of presence and wakefulness. He didn't say, I had a good nap under the tree. There's still a wakefulness. How does the body remember that? What does it feel like to invite the inner belly to soften a little bit, perhaps? Shoulders drape. Face peaceful. Hands relax. Not needing to get anything or get rid of anything. Imagine if that were true in this moment, how might it feel in the body? The soft background awareness of community with kind intentions around us. And yet somewhat secluded and attentive to our inner landscape. And then at some point, as body that's been nourished and rested, held in community, at some point it will naturally arise that awareness touches the sensation of breathing. Natural breath is already happening. Body knows how to breathe. And awareness rests on that wave, rising, passing. And then with kind wisdom, discern what is best for your nervous system, heart, body, mind, to rest on the waves with the waves of breath in a more global whole body way, just body sitting, knowing breath arising, passing. Or if it's helpful for you to let the awareness of breath rest on a little bit more of a localized sensation. So it might be the expanding and contracting sensation in the center of the belly. It's helpful, you could take two or three slightly deeper breaths and feel the movement of sensation there. And then let the breath become natural and awareness still knowing each breath. If you're new to this, we'll try on a few of these locations and then you'll choose one and rest. The next place you might feel the sensation of breath is the center of the chest, rising and falling. And the last locale that you might check out is the sensation of the breath at the nostrils. Slightly cooler on the inhale, warmed by the body on the exhale. And now choose one resting place of attending with breath that is most accessible for you at this time, unless you already have a way you practice. Whole body breathing, belly, chest, or nostrils. There isn't a right or wrong answer. Just choose one, and then we'll just rest with it for the remainder of this practice. If there's a lot of uncertainty and you can feel them all equally, then just rest with the sensations in the belly. Now just settle in, relax, rest on these waves of breath, awake. The attention rapture wrapped with each breath. Each passing and arising is rare and precious. Notice it might not take much effort, not as much as you think. Could even be pleasant. Invite awareness to lightly touch the beginning sensation of the inhale. Awake awareness, knowing the length of the inhale. Knowing the end of the inhale, beginning of exhale. Length of the exhale. Ending of exhale. Whole breath. Natural breath. If there's any subtle pleasantness here for you in this calm, awake abiding, let that be known. Might be unfamiliar. Ancient Language by Hannah Stevenson. If you stand at the edge of the forest and stare into it, every tree at the edge will blow a little extra oxygen toward you. It has been proven. Leaves have admitted it. The pines I've known have been especially candid. One said that all breath in this world is roped together, that breathing is the most ancient language.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.